Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
The world's toilet. You see the worst, people come, they spew in you, and then they walk away. Doing this every day takes more out of you.
Oh, it does.
It's heart-rending because you see the worst 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And anybody that doesn't think that this is a 24-hour thing, I mean, I dream this. I may not be back here producing, but I dream it. That could be because I hear the stream.
The only analogy I can think of is what a policeman must go through, seeing the worst of the worst day after day after day. Eventually, you go nutty.
Yeah. Sue, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Peter.
Thank the both of you. What a wonderful conversation we've had. What Bob would be so proud.
It's pirate radio tonight. We stole it away.
We stole it. We're good.
And I have the recording of it, so it can't get lost.
Good.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And Sue, you rock.
Well,
yeah, you got a lot of good stuff in.
I learned everything from you, so there you have it.
Yeah.
Sue needs a show.
Sue does need a show.
Sue doesn't have time for a show. Are you kidding? I'm busy.
And if anybody
gives...
We'll
promote Lottie to the main chat person and you do a show. That's the way it advances here. You come from chat into a show.
Well, and if anybody gives Sue a hard time, I'm going to bite him. I'm not that far away, and I do still watch. Just saying. I love you.
I love you, too.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Okie dokie.
Bye. Well, that's all for tonight. We'll go back to our regular schedule. Thank everyone for being with us tonight and for joining in. And thanks for your support. It means more than you know. And it's great to know that there's some place that actually still has people in mind. Not just ourselves, not corporations, but the world as a whole.
Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
A hateful little allusion to Michelle Obama. And I have always been proud of my country.
Oh, fuck you, you hag.
Michigan decibel, peace be my ritual. Unconditional, we're laying all like on your miserable. Lyrics and ritual, we're fucking cool and get your boo. And I'ma do the opposite of peace and go to war. So don't prepare your balls for the floor show. Every more soul,
is the Head On Radio Network. The Horn.
This is a top to, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, right. 11,
and most
11,
of the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show right here on The Horn. It's Foxed Up with John Fox, where we turn the conversation to conservation. Foxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions in Sydney, Australia, and CityNet, citynet.net. B1 Louder by ringing 877-4-HEAD-ON. That's 877-443-2366, or use your free minutes by dialing direct 304-658-5453. Yeah. Headbanging hippie, John Fox.
Oh, right, everybody. Welcome aboard. It's, wow, what is it, Tuesday night? Yeah, or Wednesday morning, or I don't know, Wednesday afternoon, wherever you happen to reside on this beautiful blue marble, such that it still is. And welcome to the program, everybody. You know, I know it's been all reruns all night, and I'm sorry. There's nothing that I could do about that. But Bob's on the road. He's getting all set up to do a bit of, you know, the remote thing, and that'll be good. I don't even know much of the details about exactly what Bob's up to on the road, but we'll just have to wait and find out from him tomorrow. But I got to tell you, I'm having a laugh at you Democrats a bit. Or my fellow Democrats. God, we get so distracted by the little shiny thing. You know, I know that the Republican base is supposedly all charged up and they're all excited over, you know, Moose Nipple Woman. But I'm sorry, it's a ruse. It's a ruse, folks. You know, and here's the thing. I think sometimes we on the left are so used to being on the downside of things that we just we're ready to freak out at a moment's notice. Okay, can I remind everyone, please, 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 let me remind everyone, we won the last two. Our big problems are the games that are played with the elections themselves, all right? The campaign itself, I think, is actually going just fine, okay? Everybody's just wigging out a little too quickly. We're just a week away from the conventions, right? The game changes from here on out. And, I've been watching everybody going, he's just done. You know, Obama's just not getting out on the attack enough. Well, you know, I think he has it kind of set up and planned, you know, a little bit better than we would like to even admit. See, Here's what I reckon. First of all, the polls are full of shit, okay? The polls are full of crap. And I was really happy to see that there was a piece today at the Huffington Post that backs up what I've been trying to say for the past week, okay? The Republicans got their shiny thing, okay? Let them have their little dance about their shiny thing, okay? But here's where we really need to... Yeah, the media needs to make noise about the fact that this woman is hiding, okay? This woman is hiding from the media. She's banned the AP from her planes, and nothing on her plane can be taken down on the record, okay? She is so scared of misstepping. She is so scared of actually opening up her mouth in a non-scripted moment. This woman will fall apart. I have no doubt about it. And see, here's the thing, and this piece over at the Huffington Post is backing me up on this. The polls are not even close, okay? This is not like an exit poll. You know, an exit poll, you're getting all the voters as they kind of go through, and you get a really, really big sample of all the voters. Now, here's the thing that's going on this time around. The last set of polls have been basically ringing on landlines only, 50% GOP and 50% Democrat. Now, if you've been following at all what's been going on, the Democrats are out-registering by a million miles new voters. We're killing the Republicans. So, as it stands, okay, think about this. If registered voters at the moment are 60% Democrat and 40% Republican, just to make it simple, that means that there is a 10-point discrepancy in the sample that the pollsters are taking. Okay, just think about that. Just think about that simple fact, right? Just think about this. Don't be distracted by the shiny... I'm trying to not use derogatory language towards a woman, but this just absolute falsehood of a candidate. I think she's not going to get anywhere. And I still have my money on that the other shoe has yet to drop. This is Gail's call, okay? But I think she's on to something here. We have not heard the last of the Sarah Palin, shall we say, dark side. And the other shoe, I think, is still yet to drop, and I still would put money on her withdrawing before the election. You know, I know that this is playing to the base. Everybody's freaking out. And I was really happy to watch on, I caught Olbermann and Rachel Maddow's debut show, and congratulations to Rachel. She's just kick-ass. I love her. There's this huge club of straight men in love with Rachel Maddow, but it's because of her brains. And she and Olbermann kind of dealt with this a little bit, talking about Olbermann's interview with Barack Obama. You look at the confidence, and this isn't arrogance, right? This is just, you know, I think for the first time, and we aren't used to this, we got a campaign with a plan. We got a campaign that can stay focused. We have a campaign that can stay on message. Unlike anything that we have had, whether it was Kerry, whether it was Gore, we are running our campaign at like the kind of tight ship that the Republicans used to, and they're not doing that anymore. Now, I do have a track. The track of the day today is for my own Democrats. We're going to hold on to that for a second, because we're going to go to the phones first. Agnes tells me that we got Phil on the line. Hey, Phil, how you going? Welcome to the program.
Finally getting to hear you, huh?
Yeah, how are you, man?
Mentally exhausted. The only thing about Barack Obama and the campaign, though, I see a lot of similarities to the John Kerry campaign as well. That being like the interview on Olbermann on Monday, where he's just talking too intelligent to the stupid people. Maybe not the people that watch Olbermann, but this is a simple country. This is a country of sound bites, of people that are real busy people that just got time to look at the TV And he needs to keep it simple with these people. But he also needs to, you know, stop being so nice to her.
Well,
I don't care if she's a woman or not.
I,
she's an evil bitch, and I'll call her that.
Phil, no.
I mean, this woman's psycho, you know. Not only is she psycho, she's a dumbass. She didn't know what Fannie Mae was, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. I talked about that on my program today. She's a dumbass. She's a liar. But Biden as well. He went on Fox and Friends last September 4th and gave her a pass. Well, she delivered the speech brilliantly.
Well, but
what the hell is that? She lied through the whole goddamn speech.
Hold on, Phil. See, this is the thing. I was worried about the Carrie-esque vibe. That was my biggest fear, but. You watch, and I take it in context that this was Obama speaking with Overman. This was, you know, this was not the right wing situation, and this was playing in friendly territory. However, within that speech, there were things that I saw. You know, he's planting these little seeds, and right at the moment, it's this thing of like going, okay, let them have their little bounce moment, right? Let's not feed that fire at the moment, but we're just going to keep. Putting it up, saying they're lying to you. They're being completely dishonest. Now, the one thing that I did notice from Obama, though, and like you said about the subprime thing, and maybe speaking too high above the pay grade of those that you refer to, you know, that don't get it, he laid out where the government as a whole missed the problems in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And he did it in about 15 seconds. And I saw that as being a piece of, I bet you're going to hear this repeated a lot as he gets out there. And especially, see, I do think, and I thought Overman's take on this was spot on. You know, this guy knows where he will be able to really make points. And it will be at the debates. I do believe that the debates are going to be a turning point because we're going to see an actual attempt at actually looking at the issues. And I think Biden, who is one of the best guys at being able to explain things, and we are going to end up, I think we're going to beat him on policy. But I think the big problems that we face are still the games that are like that paging letter that went out to the students in Virginia, I think it was, the games that have been played in Ohio in the past. It's the theft that we have to be really, really putting our energy into. We don't need to be second.
There are three states now that this report out about election fraud. I'll try and find this in my program tomorrow and talk about that. But already there's that coming up, and that's the big thing. You're right about that. That's the big thing that we have to look at for as well. Obama's going to be fine in the debate. He's a brilliant man. Old Robbie McCain is going to drop dead promptly in the middle of the debate because he won't know what to say.
Well, and
he's going to keep a Google on himself.
Did you catch though when Oberman was making those unfortunately French references though, where he talked about how Obama's not the guy who's going to just talk all the time. He's the kind of guy that will drop those absolutely memorable lines that tie everything together. And I think we're gonna start seeing this really, really smart, very, very, and I hate to say this, but you know, when it comes to political tactic and campaign tactic, I think it's spot on. This is what Reagan did. Reagan had the one-liners.
Oh yeah,
right.
City on the hill. You know, before he got too damn old to forget what the city on the hill was. But yeah, he will, and Obama will do great in the debate. And a lot of what I'm talking about with people now is going out in your own community now. It's almost like a grassroots thing where you have to let people know what Palin is about.
Bingo.
And I think that instead of depending on the campaign to do it, you know, we have to do it. I did it over the weekend. I did it with neighbors here. I blasted my program out the window and the entire neighborhood heard me, you know, calling her a dumb thing.
Oh, I've been there.
But
this is where I don't know if while you were on hold, you heard me explaining why I think the polls are completely inaccurate. You know, And if, oh, if, yeah, yeah, if the sampling base is off 10%, this is just going to try and this is all in an attempt to try and deflate the Democrats when actually they should be feeling better than they ever have. That doesn't mean thinking that it's a foregone conclusion. That doesn't mean backing down, and that doesn't mean being wimpy. But it does mean staying on point, on your game, keep countering the bullshit that comes through. And, you know, we're gonna end up doing all right, because I honestly believe that it's only going to be the knuckle-dragging fundamentalists that are really going to hold on to the GOP this time. It's going to fall apart. And I still would put money on Palin withdrawing. That other shoe has yet to drop. I'm sorry. There's no way that someone that inexperienced and that from nowhere that the American people have not been allowed to vet, like Barack Obama has been now vetted for 18 or 20 months, I think that is going to happen.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if you happen to catch it on my program, John, but I mentioned the other day about who actually vetted her. McCain's people kind of did, but actually there was a secret meeting during the convention in Minnesota, and this is the Council for National Policy that actually vetted her. And part of the key members of the Council of National Policy are old people, like good people that look out for the best interest of everybody in America, like James Dobson, Freak Tim LaHaye.
Well, you know, I mean,
Left Behind books here. These are the people that vetted her, this is what we have to let people know. You know, this is a freak. She's nuts. She prays for a pipeline.
Yeah.
She prays to God that we can keep killing people in Iraq. You know, one of the things Barack Obama and Biden need to come out and say clearly to college age people, clearly, is, look, you know, if you don't trust me to go ahead with Iran and whatever other problems we're making up and whatever the boogeyman is now, which is Iran, I've got my own opinion on that. People can go listen to my show. I won't do a show on your show, but I think he needs to be telling these kids, you know, look, you let this psycho bitch in there, okay? She's going to make potato salad for Jesus, and God tells her what to do. God's going to tell her to go kill more Iranians, because it's God's will to do that.
Mate,
there's going to be a draft, and Congress is going to have no choice but to have a draft, because right now the military is letting in every kind of freak, child molesters, the felons and everything else. Was a report on the AP, I think, about that.
Yeah.
That's what young people have to be worried about.
Absolutely. I mean, a Palin vice presidency would end up bringing women's rights and status in the United States back 100 years, as far as I'm concerned, and she would be happy to do it. And, you know, we need to show the fact that she's actually not a hands-on governor. You know, she's someone that goes in there, makes wide statements, and then hires people to do her job for her, is basically how it looks. So it's another figurehead hollow, and we just need to show this for what it is and not allow the polls to deflate us. This is why...
Yeah, forget about the polls. The polls are bullshit, plain and simple.
And
yeah, and the thing with Palin, with what she just said... With her being, what did you say about her being a woman, or?
So
distracted today.
The being a woman has nothing to do with it. It's just, you know,
a woman, but the experience.
Oh, she's got nothing, and she hasn't, you know, if she had been a serious contender, you know, a year ago, you know, when, you know, as far as even just nationally with the Republicans, she should have already been being put on the national stage so that the people would be able to vet her, you know, and this is where I think it all falls apart. They have not done.
Maybe that good thing too, John, now that she knew, now the public is vetting her now. And maybe after the vetting, they'll wake up. But what you said was she's going to take women's rights back
100 years.
And that's the thing about this woman. You know, she wants to do this. This is the way these freaks are. These fundamentalist freaks that think Jesus talks to them and they speak in tongues, you know, because some cloud being comes down and lands on their head and they pee on themselves and fall to the ground and, oh, praise Jesus. She's a hypocrite like the rest of them. And that's why with this pregnant daughter, that's why we should be on the attack about her. And not because the daughter's pregnant, not because she's a bad mother, but because of the hypocrisy. The hypocrisy, because she was pushing that goddamn abstinence-only bullshit on students in Alaska.
Yeah.
No, don't touch yourself. It works and it feels good, but don't touch yourself. No.
Well, and they say this thing.
She didn't do that for her daughter.
But Phil, the game that they play though is that they say that the family has made the decision to have the child and they're going to get married. No, that girl didn't make the decision. That girl had nothing to do with the decision. Her mother made the decision for her, which says everything about the
idea. For her political career.
Yep, absolutely, and I think that that's shameful. Hey, man, I'm gonna move on, but thanks for ringing in. It's really good to talk to you. What's the show?
All right, it's easier if I spell it out for people, but it's http://, and all that stuff, PRCUEL.livejournal.com, PRCUEL.com. And usually the program gets up there around sometime around, if I'm lucky, it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific time, and if I'm about 5. And kudos for last night.
Actually,
I don't know if you can hear my sound effects on my board here, but I want to give her applause and kudos tonight.
No worries, man. Actually, I'm producing from here. Agnes is screening calls for us tonight with the new way that we've kind of done things, but it's all good. We'd be here with Agnes. She's the den mother of the horn. But Phil, thanks a lot, man, and keep up the good work, and we'll speak to you again soon. I think we're in better shape than we believe, and I think you'll appreciate the song that I've got to serenade our frustrated Democrats today. So take care of yourself, man.
Okay, Doc. All right, see you around in the chat.
All right, man. Take care. And that was our good friend Phil. I have not actually had time to check out his radio show, but you know, the more voices, the better, folks. You know, I've been to Phil's blog, and it's good. You know, and just like anything, you know, we all can agree on so much. There will be these few things that we'll have differences on, but it's needing to, you know, we need to look at how we're similar, not how we're different. But anyway. I feel that this song is necessary. This is a serenade for a rock and roll, old grunge serenade for my fellow Democrats that are just kind of like, you know, losing their minds at the moment. You know, we got less than 2 months. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a sense of urgency. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fine. But don't freak out. And remember, we've been ripped off twice. So to believe that it's as close as it is right now would be doing ourselves a disservice. And it's just the lyrics in this track. It's Soundgarden outshined off of Bad Motorfinger. And, you know, I got up feeling so down. I got off being sold out. I've kept the movie rolling, but the story's getting old now. I just looked in the mirror. Things aren't looking so good. I'm looking California and feeling Minnesota. Funny, that little thing, Minnesota, but anyway. I'd like to say that I'm down on my knees today, but don't forget, you know, but you're going to get back up on your feet. Just don't let this kill us, because it would be just such a waste of all this wonderful energy that we built up, and don't be sitting there being defeatist now. It's the wrong time, and you're playing into their hands. So, going back a ways, one of my favorite bands and my favorite rock and roll vocalist, Soundgarden, outshine.
Moving on.
boy, it was tempting to. I'm sitting there screaming along with that. I just Soundgarden. Yum. Hey, you know, no, you don't know because I haven't told you yet. tomorrow night we got a we've got a guest tomorrow night. Now, and I think this is going to be really, really cool. Now, I'm just going to grab an email here so I can get all of the detailage. It's down here somewhere. There it is. Okay. We're going to have on the Permibus family. Now, this is a family who have created a mobile. They've converted a bus, okay? This is what they've done. They converted a bus into a traveling permaculture educational display. And it's mom, dad, and the daughter. Stan, Delilah, and Megan. I've had a chat with Megan and Stan earlier today. Now, here's how I found out about these folks is less important than what they do. But how I found out about them was they were in Minnesota, you know. They were feeling Minnesota. Up in St. Paul during the Republican National Convention, and they weren't there for anything to do with the RNC. They were there doing what they do. They dedicated their lives to teaching people about permaculture. Okay? And so, you know, like, they have an organic farm and, like, everything, the Chooks, the whole bit, that travels with them. This is their home. They've made this their family's life work. Now, during the RNC, the cops come and impound their vehicle and throw them out of their home. They weren't there to protest anything, but they were considered a security threat. People going around and teaching people how to create a permaculture existence where they're growing their own organic food, creating all the stuff that they need themselves in which to grow that food, and being self-sustaining. That is a threat to national security? Well, I'm not having them on to discuss really what happened to them. We will obviously touch on it. But if you go to Permibus, which is permibus.livejournal.com, you can read on some of the stuff that's happened to them. They've gotten their bus back, which is great. But we're going to have them on tomorrow. We're going to talk about how, you know, this, I think, is just fantastic stuff. You know, the Republicans stand up there and, you know, as long as you're not a community organizer, go volunteer for your community. And then people who actually go out and dedicate their lives to trying to teach people a better way, you know, to provide themselves with food, to provide themselves with everything, you know, and they're a threat. How is this not exactly what people like John McCain were just pandering about, serving your community, when, you know, for those people, the only way you can serve your country is, you know, military or politics, but actually going and trying to educate people, you know, and you all know how big I am about, you know, getting people to reconnect with their food. It's a huge thing to me. You know, so we're going to have them on tomorrow night, and I think it's going to be really, really, a really great conversation, hopefully we'll get a little bit of a relationship going with them so that they can let us know where they are and update us when they're doing big events. Because, I mean, they go all over the country. They're still in Minneapolis at the moment, staying with some friends. But so we'll have that tomorrow. Don't miss it. It's going to be fantastic. And hopefully we'll be able to even take phone calls from listeners to have a bit of a chat. So anyway. I reckon we're going to take a little bit of a break while I get a couple of things going. And just because we were doing the Soundgarden thing, this one's for Sarah Palin. You standing up there in your Jesus Christ pose.
means preparing for the future. The future of our children, our grandchildren, and our wild, wonderful West Virginia. Developing our renewable energy resources is the best way to ensure a clean, sustainable way of life and safe, good-paying jobs for generations to come. Here in the Mountain State, our most abundant energy resource is the wind. Our ridges and majestic mountain peaks shape and direct the wind like stones in a mountain stream. Coal River Mountain is the ideal place for developing wind power. The Coal River Mountain Wind Farm will provide us with a source of clean energy and good jobs forever. We have the power to make our future happen now. Be a part of the clean energy solution for West Virginia by visiting coalriverwind.org or call 304-854-2182. That's coalriverwind.org, 854-2182.
We know you want to save big on your phone bill, and we know how you can.
That's right. We do.
We're saving more than 50% on our home phone bill since we switched to CityNet's digital phone plan.
Really? Oh, cent?
CityNet's digital phone plan is only $24.95 a month.
Five?
You get unlimited local and long-distance calling.
Just 25.
With CityNet's digital phone plan, your internet connection. Get details at CityNet.95. And, oh, there's anywhere in the world with extra calls.
Four, and there's 95.
It's a West Virginia-owned company.
Save at least 50% on your residential phone. Get unlimited distance, 25 a month. Visit CityNet.net today for more details. Some exclusions and restrictions may apply.
Drugs and alcohol. Everybody loves it, and so do I. And President George W. Bush will party tonight. Damn the consequences. Another shot. The sky's the limit. We resolve to party all the way to God.
You know, we might actually be, you know, finished with that SOB soon. So, I don't know if Bob's been to this at all. I would imagine he has, but possibly not. But Gene sent this to me earlier. And as you all know, on this network, we're big supporters of Coal River Mountain Watch, and they're supporters of us and the Coal River Wind Project. And speaking of which, I got my groovy, groovy, groovy Coal River Wind t-shirt today. Thanks, Nick. It fits beautifully, and thank you for the lovely card from everybody. To be associated with such an organization is an honor, and I do think we're going to win this damn fight. But, you know, just when you're starting to make progress, the massy holes have to come in. Coal company to blow up major West Virginia wind power resource. In a high-profile campaign, West Virginia citizens have asked for a last-minute stay of execution against the imminent destruction of the site of a proposed wind farm on the state's Coal River Mountain. Handing in a petition signed by more than 8,000 residents, campaigners today called on State Governor Minchin to make good on his commitment to support the development of renewable energy in the state and order a halt to the destruction of an area with enough wind power potential to supply 150,000 homes. Richmond, Virginia-based coal company Massey Energy has announced plans to commence blasting the site tomorrow, the 10th of September, in an operation that will reduce the height of the mountain by 500 feet and free up 10 square miles of coal mining activities. Did they think this might have been, you know, maybe overshadowed by coverage of memorials of September 11, 2001? Call me cynical. The threat to the moment to the mountain is the last in the area to escape the legacy of decades of coal mining. Has resulted in extraordinary mobilization of community power in support of renewable energy proposals, as well as the proposed wind farm, which residents say would provide 50 permanent jobs. There are plans for sustainable forestry and mountain-based tourism activities. If the blasting gets the go-ahead from the state capitol, it's likely to send out a negative message to potential investors in green energy in the state, in stark contrast to recent strong support for renewables in states such as Colorado, Pennsylvania, and Florida. So, you know, I mean, I... I reckon the only reason that they've moved suddenly, like, oh, we got to get started now, is purely because they see support growing, and the folks at Cold River Wind have done a great job of crunching the numbers. It's just a little hard to denality of you have more jobs in West Virginia than is doing at the moment. It would be cheaper in the long term for energy, you know, and, you know, you don't even have to go down the, you know, improved people and, you know, all yada, 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 yada. You all know that. I know this. You knew that before you started listening to this program. You know, sometimes I wish that this program, you know, got fed in, you know, surreptitiously into the homes of people that haven't gotten with the program and don't realize how serious all this really, 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 really is. And so what else do we have here today? You know, and I have to just keep, I have to, and I know it's, I feel like I'm talking to y'all like you're kids, and you're not. Just relax. And I mentioned before that, you know, Rachel Maddow has show debuted last night. Well, I really didn't think that they were going to come out this quickly to slam her. Now, this is, I got this off of Crooks and Liars, and this is from Fox and Friends, and they get this media guy, Graham, on, and he couldn't even mention Rachel Maddow by name. She was the new lesbian host. Get this shit.
Meanwhile, MSNBC, as we've been reporting, has pulled Keith Olbermann and Chris Matthews from their election coverage. But now that the primaries and conventions
are over,
too little too late.
Actually, they are still involved
Pot
with Paul the election
Kettle Black.
Exactly. They're analysts. They are no longer sitting in the anchor chairs. Tim Graham is the director of media analysis for the Media Research Center. He joins us from D.C. Good morning to you, Tim.
Good morning.
Well, it looks, we have known that this is your business. There is media bias in this nation. And they
on your damn network.
Examples of how extreme the left has become on NBC, which some have referred to as the National Barack Channel.
Absolutely. I think this is one of those things, the idea to make these guys news anchors, I don't know who came up with this idea. It's sort of like people who believe if you add water, you get sea monkeys. it just doesn't make any sense that you can add water.
Notice, we're all loons. They're all loons.
People who come on the air and tell the president to shut the hell up,
right?
Like Olbermann did.
That's exactly what he said. But Tim, is the damage done already? I mean, look, we're almost done with this thing. 50-something days left.
Oh, we're almost done?
The damage already done.
Really?
The damage continues. I mean, not only are they keeping these people on for an hour a night, they're adding this lesbian Air America radio host, Rachel Maddow, on every night. So, I mean, they're really entrenching and solidifying.
Did you get that? Did you get that? Did you get that? You know, has nothing to do with that she's a Rhodes Scholar. Has nothing to do with the fact that she's got her Ph.D. in political sciences. No. She's a lesbian. Coming from Fox News, you know, talking about bias, the only reason that we're seeing even the couple of people like Rachel Maddow and Keith Olbermann is because the entire media system had been overrun by people like these assholes on Fox News. You know? I mean, it's amazing, you know, the lesbian. Oh, yeah? So that affects her brain how? Exactly. You know, what, does she frustrate you because she's smarter than you? She's funnier than you? I don't know if I can deal with any more of this audio, but let's see what else this jackass says.
Defying a left-wing agenda on this network, not just, you know, pulling something back.
So Tim, it sounds like from what the reports we've read that one of the breaking points for NBC was when Keith Olbermann said during the Republican National Convention they showed a tribute to 9/11 victims. And he, after this tribute video was played, Olbermann said,
That was not a tribute to the victims. I don't know if you saw that video. I did. It was an absolute just heartless piece of shit that never belonged in any political campaign. And they refer to that, they say that Overman apologizes, and they make it sound like he's apologizing for his statements. No, he was apologizing for that a video like that would actually be broadcast on MSNBC. They were toying with the stupid people's emotions. And, you know, they got nothing else. So, you know, got to go back to that. And, I mean, how disgusting was it? The entire backdrop of the stage is one huge LCD screen. And there is Giuliani up there talking crap with the smoking towers behind him. Mr. Noun Verb 9/11 Giuliani. Oberman was right to say what he said, because it wasn't for liberals, it was for all people viewing. You know, I just, they will stoop to no that there's no level low enough that they can't stoop. Finally gotten that out. Don't you hate that when you have, you know, kind of a line there, and as it's making its way from your brain to your mouth, it tries to reorder the words on you and you get all screwed up and confused. Happens to me all the time. But, you know, I really think just let the dust settle a little bit. Let, you know, let the media have a chance to go after Palin, right? Obama's hit out. Biden's hit out. I know people want, but, you know, the last thing we want is for the GOP to be able to go, look, he's just an angry black man. See? He's an angry black man. He doesn't like us white folk. And he's got to avoid that. You know, the GOP's played a brilliant move here. You got, you know, they've kind of cornered him and Biden, or attempted to. It's going to work. I really don't think it's going to work. Short-term results. But I just do not see that this is going to work. Pure and simple, because outside of the knuckle draggers and the fundamental and the step, people are going to have to question, why do we not know more about this person? You know, Obama's had 2 years of vetting, announcing his candidacy. She doesn't have, people have to, you know, seriously have a look at, it is an insult, this. It is an insult to the off. It's that simple. And how dare you? How dare you? You know, insult the American people in the office of the vice president by nominating someone who does not, at this time in her career, belong there. You know, if she had some more time under her belt, or had actually been on the national stage, they might be able to get away with this. But no, not now. Not now. Not ever. This ain't gonna wash. And I just, like I said, you know, it's not about letting off the game at all. It's not about, you know, playing nice. That's not what I'm saying. And I'm not just walking around like, you know, skipping through the daisies saying, we got it won. But I'm just saying, don't be distracted by the shiny thing. That's all I'm asking. Don't be distracted by the shiny thing. Just letting Agnes know that I dropped the phone connection because it seems to be affecting the stream a little bit, but didn't have anyone on the line anyway. So, you know, but like I said, just keep focused, folks. Don't waste that energy and get yourself all worn out right now. Observe, you know, defend, send out the occasional punch for the moment. We got the debates coming. And then we start getting actually to go out with the billy clubs and start bashing them over the head, saying, You know what? You've been lying this whole time. And that was the other thing about Olbermann's interview with Obama. He used the word lie. Lie. They're being dishonest. Lies. Lies, lies, lies. And, you know, again, using the Reagan thing. Hey, are you better off than you were 8 years ago? If so, go ahead, vote for the Republicans. If not, hey, there's a different way to go, and you stand a chance to actually have your voice heard. We might actually end up in a situation where we have representative government. Now, how's that for a concept? Representative government. That's one of those things. I hate that concept of always going after leaders. I've said this time and time again. More than a leader, I want a representative. I want someone who's going to represent my views. Or at least some mix of the people's views and actually hear it. You know, this again is one of those things where, you know, people say, I haven't heard enough policy yet. Well, you know what? The policy is going to continue to develop. Because people constantly get more information and they learn new things and see where you might be able to improve your position. So I see a lot of that happening too. And everybody's going, oh, I wish I could be an optimist like you. I'm not being optimistic, believe me. I've got the fight in me like nobody. But I also, you know, I come from an industry where you bust your ass really hard. And the line was, work smart, not hard. Smart, not hard. And at the moment, freaking out and wasting energy is not playing smart. It distracts us from the game. Just chill out a bit and remember that until we start seeing reports that the polls are being done in a fashion that represents actual registered voters and not some sort of 50-50 thing, there they should divvy it up and saying, well, of Republicans, this percent is going to vote for their candidate. And of Democrats, this percent is going to vote for their candidate. The way that those polls are done, sorry, that math don't work, period. It doesn't work. So anyway, I think we're running out of time here, folks. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to have the Permibus family on the show and discuss, you know, teaching the country about permaculture. I think it's going to be really, really good fun because that's the real deal. That is the real deal. So anyway, folks, we're going to wrap it up for today. Thanks to Agnes Kincaid for screening the phone calls today. Thanks to Scott Berry at B1 Louder Productions for much of the music. Thank you to Coal River Mountain Watch and ColeRiverWind.org for the support of the Head On Radio Network. And if you haven't signed the petition, get over there and do it now. ColeRiverWind.org. And as we say here on Foxed Up, Ben Burch. Can't ever forget Ben Burch. And as we say on Foxed Up, be good, be green. We'll see you tomorrow. And the signs